rush. We just had so many people turning up at the last moment.
Good morning. We'll be starting with the IDN variant TLD session in about 2 minutes. Good morning. So we will be starting the session on ID invariant ELD program update. We apologize for starting a bit late due to some technical challenges here. So the way the program is organized today is that we are actually going to present a program update initially on what the progress of the program has been so far. Then we have integration panel members who will present some details about the maximal starting repertoire, which was recently released. And then we have representatives from three community members who will be presenting their current status. We have representatives from Arabic panel, Chinese, Japanese, Korean coordination committee or coordination effort, and a representative from Neo-Brahmi script. And then hopefully we'll have some time for questions and answers. Okay, so let's start with the program update. So just to give you a background, the ID and variant ELD program started back in 2011 when there was a significant a need identified by the community. And before one could start thinking about what the solutions for ID invariants would be, it was necessary to first of all find out what were the challenges as far as variants were concerned, and the definition of variant changes across multiple scripts. So as the first phase, what was done was a series of case studies done through community effort on six scripts: Arabic, Chinese, Cyrillic, Devanagari, Greek, and Latin, in which the communities went and analyzed their scripts, the challenges with their scripts, the kind of variants they may have, and produced six different reports. Those reports were then, again, through a community effort and led by consultants, integrated into a single integrated issues report, which was eventually released in 2012. Based on that effort, the community deliberated on what would be the next steps, and what was eventually agreed was to develop a label generation rule set for root, which will determine which code points would be allowed in the root zone, and in addition to that, how those code points may create variants in certain scripts. A complete detailed procedure was defined to do that, and based on that procedure, which is called the label generation rules, procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for root zone in respect of IDNA labels, work started on implementation of that procedure. And at this time, that is where we are. So we are in the process, which is called Project 2.2. We are actually implementing the LGR procedure. Just to give you a bit more detail about what the LGR procedure, LGR development procedure is, eventually needed? We need a single label generation rule set for the root zone. Label generation rule set will contain characters or character sets from multiple scripts. So to manage that, what was proposed was that there will be a generation panel for each script. Generation panel will be a community-led effort, which will include Unicode experts, script experts, linguists, policy, and other stakeholders from each of the script communities. and they'll come together and propose which characters in that script should go into the label generation rule set in the root, and how the variants are going to be defined for those characters. Each community will propose their own part of the label generation rule set. That will be the LGR proposal coming from that community, script community. All such proposals will be integrated into a central label generation rule set by an independent integration panel. The integration panel will consist of experts from DNS, IDNA, Unicode, and people with linguistic expertise. So the integration panel takes on generation panel inputs and integrates that into an LGR for the root zone. And therefore, it is important to realize that integration panel actually reacts to the proposals which generation panel submit. Integration panel cannot develop the LGR by themselves. Okay, so just an update on what the progress is as far as the project is concerned. We have quite a few communities which are now forming themselves into generation panels. The Arabic generation panel was seated early this year in February. The Chinese generation panel is in formation now. They have their proposal submitted and should be functional soon. And Japanese, Korean, and Neo-Brahmi generation panels are being organized at this time, and they are also in the process of being seated very soon. There is also individual interest from some other script communities, and that work actually needs to continue. These script communities need to have enough interest, enough volunteers that they can organize themselves in a generation panel. As far as the work of integration panel is concerned, as a first step towards LGR, the procedure states that a maximal starting repertoire needs to be released. That will be the input for the generation panels to eventually propose a subset of the MSR for the LGR. That work was completed and released earlier this year for public comments, and then the public comments were received, incorporated. The MSR was updated in that context, and it was released on 20th June, right before the London meeting. And so the MSR is out, and we have integration panel members here who will go into detail of the MSR as well. And at this time, ICANN is reaching out to all the communities which are forming themselves or showing interest and assisting in the process of generation panel formation. So before going in more detail of the MSR, we also wanted to share a summary of the public comments which were received. Basically, the community supported the conservative approach taken for the development of MSR. There were a couple of queries about the process. The community identified need for addition in MSR and LGR script for scripts which are already included, because in certain cases there are code points which script communities are not sure of, so they do not want to include them at this time, but they wanted to find out whether once they have the evidence of their use, whether they can include them at a later stage or not, if they give